from InsideMDSports.com. Let's welcome back to the show Jeff Urban. Jeff, how are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Now, before we get to Maryland shooting a bunch of bricks from three again, let's talk about, Laevon Johnson coming back to Maryland after a brief stint at the University of Texas. And I know in the portal, Terrapins have done okay by Boston College, it seems. And we know that they kept Mathis and Stewart and Malik and all the good stuff there. So if we're grading, Jeff, the offseason that has been for Mike Locksley trying to get this talent base up to snuff here, how what are we doing here? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're super terrific, where are we going with this one?
Yeah, Bob, I think, you know, the average fan who might not follow the recruiting as closely might give it a lower grade, but that's just because people aren't used to this new landscape. You know, half of the offseason now is retaining your own players, not just going to get players. And, you know, Mike Locksley's plan all along has been to build around that freshman class from last season. As rough of a season as it was, I think it's one of the most talented classes they've had in decades. So they, you know, they brought back Zaire Mathis and Sidney Stewart, Malik Washington, obviously, basically all the other key guys. And so that's still going to be your core, but it also doesn't leave a ton of money to go get big name stars. So they've had some solid additions at spots where they need them. They've lost a few guys who, you know, they really could have used next year. No big names per se, but, you know, I'd give them, if you include actually re-signing guys from last year, I would say it's a B+.
Well, Bob mentioned it out the gate there, but men's basketball lost to UCLA on Saturday, 67-55. Another disappointing shooting performance, especially from three. And I guess, what do you make of this whole three-point shooting philosophy from Buzz in general? Because he's been speaking more on it here recently, talked about it with us last Monday, where, you know, he's okay with them taking the shots that they're taking. He says the selection or the shot diet, as he put it, is fine. But then you keep seeing these results, you know, 18% from three, 20% from three. I mean, at what point does it end, or they just go down with the ship here, letting it fly?
Yeah, it's been the three-point shooting has been so bad that they out-rebounded the other night. They won the rebounding battle by 19 and still managed to lose by, you know, 10 points because they shot 6 of 33 from 3 at UCLA. So I don't think he's delusional, though. You know, he can see what everyone else can see, that they're not a good three-point shooting team. I think the issue is you don't have a lot of guys who can create shots. Otherwise, two guys, you know, Darius Adams and Andre Mills, the two freshman guards, are pretty skilled. You know, they have a natural talent getting into the lane, but they just aren't finishing well at all. So you take that out of the equation, or you consider that, you know, that weakness anyways, and then you take Pharrell Payne out of the equation in the middle, and you don't have anybody who you can throw it to in the paint who can back down and get you a bucket. So I think that's why he's just, you know, he's not going to say those things necessarily, spell it out like that, but I think that's why he just realizes that there's just going to be a lot of jumpers flying.
And collective effort, disappointing, but individually, is there anybody here? It's kind of hard to know, entirely new team, you know, all these guys are outsiders, but anybody in particular that you were expecting just a lot more out of as an individual? I mean, I could probably say it about every player besides Pharrell Payne, but anybody that's really underwhelmed you?
You could say it a lot about a lot of guys for sure when your whole team is struggling as bad as they are. I mean, the obvious name is Miles Rice. You know, they brought him in to be the point guard, run the show, play probably 30-plus minutes a game. You know, be that kind of guy like we've seen recently, Jameer Young. Maybe not, you know, as quite a star of Jameer Young, but, you know, a guy who can be an upper-tier Big Ten starter. And, you know, he's really struggled all year. Obviously, Isaiah Watts came in with a solid reputation. He thought he'd be a good sixth man. He's struggled for a bunch of the year. So, and then obviously, like you said, the pain thing is a killer. Even though they weren't necessarily winning a lot of games with him, they would be a lot more competitive, at least in some of these games with him. And so it just worked out. You know, I think Elijah Saunders had a good game the other day. He's been up and down, but really no one has outperformed expectations is the biggest problem.
Now, I've seen this floated around on social media a little bit. I guess I just want to know if it's actually feels like it's legit, but some suggestion that Pharrell Payne could be shut down and we try to get like a medical red shirt and keep eligibility going. Do you think there's anything to that, or is that kind of a non-starter?
No, I know for a fact it's being discussed, you know, where things stand. Obviously, none of us are able to listen in on the conversations he might be having with Buzz Williams or his family, but I definitely can confirm that it's been discussed and he's thinking about it. Now, whether he does it, we'll see. He definitely would qualify for a medical red shirt. So, you know, that's with this season lost, you know, this season's been lost since the first 10 games or so. He's a lot more valuable to you next year. You know, you bring in Baba Olatunde and a pretty good freshman class, go get a couple guys out of the portal. And then if you can keep Payne, then you have a lot to work with right there. But, you know, the other question mark or the other variable there is if he does decide to redshirt and retain another year of eligibility, which I don't know why anyone wouldn't, who's, you know, not on any NBA mock drafts and could probably make $2.5 or $3 million next year. If he does, he could still wait it out till the portal and see what his value is. So it's not like if he redshirts, you automatically get him back. But I know he is tight with Buzz Williams and the staff there. So, you know, to me, obviously, not being inside of the situation and having all the concerns they have, it seems like a no-brainer.
Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. Jeff, always appreciate the time. Have fun staying up late watching that USC-Maryland game tomorrow at 10:30 Eastern time, that tip-off.
Appreciate you guys having me.
All right, Jeff, everybody. Go back, reset the program for you. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock, followed by playoff football. 7 o'clock, our coverage starts. Steelers trying to keep their season alive at home as dogs against the Houston Texans.